Good morning, listeners. It's another beautiful day with everyone's favorite bookworm, Andrew Pretty. You're listening to Bookworm, the show where we talk about the newest and hottest books out there. Remember, folks, if you're out there listening to this, it means that you'll have to be prepared for a few spoilers. I apologize in advance, I can't help myself sometimes. And I thank you all for joining us today. I'm joined today by our special guest star, Mr. Jebediraya. Say hello there to our audience, Jebediraya.
Howdy, and please call me Jeb.
Will do. So tell me, Jeb, have you read any good books as of late?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Well, why don't you tell us what it's called and what it's about?
Well, it's titled American Gods, and it opens up on an ex-convict named Shadow, who was released from prison the same day of his wife's death.
That sounds pretty rough. What exactly did he do to wind up in jail?
Well, he attempted to rob a casino.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
I would think so.
So what happened next?
Well, since he's not in the same state as his wife, he takes a plane to get to her. And as he boards the plane, a charismatic elderly gentleman addresses him as he is late for his boarding. Later, Shadow accepts a proposition made from the same elderly gentleman, who he now knows as Mr. Wednesday. During his adventure as Mr. Wednesday's personal bodyguard, as he has accepted the job, he soon learns that the old man has many enemies. And through the discovery of these enemies, he learns that his employer, among others, are gods.
Quite the twist, if you ask me.
As not to spoil too much, I'll leave you on a cliffhanger.
You're a better man than I. Today, the story that I will be sharing with all of you is the book called Creighton Sword, by the author Stephen Baird.
Sounds magical.
Sure does, but unfortunately it doesn't contain any fantasy elements.
Shucks, was I close?
Yeah, you were, actually. It's a fiction novel that takes place in a medieval setting. My favorite kind.
Mine, too.
The book follows a young man named Brian. I really enjoyed following Brian along his journey. He's a very hardworking and honorable person throughout the story, and he's constantly trying to do the right thing. It's one of my favorite types of story characters, the inexperienced hero who's constantly trying to help others.
It's one of my favorites as well.
Brian comes from an abusive home, which he eventually escapes by joining the town guard, a small, knit group that does not just accept anyone into their ranks. However, Brian shows the guard through his hard work and determination that he has what it takes to become a member, and is eventually accepted into the ranks as an equal. Unfortunately for Brian, a war is unleashed upon the land, and he's drafted into the military soon after his induction into the guard. This is when Brian's real journey starts to begin. As an inexperienced soldier, Brian doesn't know what to expect from his first battle, but he soon discovers the horrors of the war in the form of tremendous personal loss. After his first battle, the military moves into position for yet another engagement, except this one will not be a mere skirmish as the first one was. This one is a real battle, one that will make the first one look like a piece of cake. Brian, however, distinguishes himself in this second engagement by defeating several foes and by rescuing several injured soldiers and carrying them away from the battlefield to safety. However, in doing so, he unknowingly rescues the notoriously infamous Duke Creighton. As thanks for rescuing him, the Duke recruits Brian into his personal entourage, thus spinning poor Brian into yet another adventure.
Oh boy.
I haven't lost you yet, have I?
Still holding on.
Good to hear. Back to it, then. Brian, along with Duke Creighton's entourage, go forth across the land to win many more battles, except this time Brian is surrounded by men that he doesn't know, and some that he doesn't even trust.
Talk about a hostile work environment.
Tell me about it. However, like always, Brian managed to persevere despite the odds, and winds up impressing the Duke and his officers in the process. Overall, I'd say that Creighton's Sword is an amazing book, and I'd actually give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? May have to just give it a read myself.
I'd hope so. And although this is Stephen Baird's first ever book, I'd say that I look forward to any and all books that he creates in the future. I hope that you all feel compelled to go out and get this amazing book and read about Brian's adventure from yourself. Have an amazing day. This has been your favorite bookworm, Andrew Pretty, signing off.